Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. High-stakes drama at NASCAR's Xfinity 500, where the results help shape the field for next week's Cup Championship. Correspondent Jerry Jordan was on the scene.
Ryan Blaney's race finish at Martinsville Speedway was the equivalent of a walk-off home run in baseball as he came into the season's penultimate race in a must-win situation to advance to the final round of NASCAR's playoffs next week in Phoenix.
I was pretty pumped up about, you know, how much ground we made up. We made up a lot of ground, and it was just cool that we all came together, and then he could get another shot at it.
He'll be joined in the championship four by Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and William Byron, who waited over 20 minutes for NASCAR to rule on a controversial move by Christopher Bell that resulted in Bell not advancing in the playoffs.
Yeah, I've never been through anything like that, so definitely some trauma from that for sure, because I usually get to go home by now.
NFL early window, the Falcons improved to an NFC South best 6-3, dumping the Cowboys 27-21 behind a 3-touchdown performance from Kirk Cousins. Correspondent Gary McKillops.
Cousins completed TD strikes to Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Ray McLeod. Overall, he was 19 of 24 for 222 yards.
Would have loved to have pulled away, but we weren't able to do that as much today. Dallas, you know, stood up tough in the second half.
Bijan Robinson also had a stellar afternoon with 18 carries for 86 yards. Atlanta led 27-13 going into the final 2 minutes of the game when Dallas scored as Cooper Rush, in for Dak Prescott, who sustained a hamstring injury, threw a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Tolbert. An unsuccessful onside kick by Dallas ended the game, leaving the Cowboys at 3-5 on the season.
The AFC's game of the day was never in doubt as the Ravens played host to the Broncos. Correspondent Craig Heist was in the Charm City.
Lamar Jackson threw for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns and had a perfect passer rating for the 4th time in his career as the Ravens manhandled the Broncos 41-10. Jackson hit Zay Flowers twice from 7 yards and 53 yards out. Derrick Henry had scoring touchdown runs of 6 and 7 yards and now has 101 rushing touchdowns for his career, passing Barry Sanders for 10th all time.
I'm thankful, and credit to everybody who's been a part of my career to help me get to this milestone. Barry Sanders is like a running back superhero, so that's very cool, and I don't take it for granted.
Henry also went over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. The Ravens improved to 6-3, while the Broncos fall to 5-4.
In Cincinnati, Joe Burrow threw for a Sunday best 5 touchdowns to help the Bengals rout the Raiders 41-27.
We had guys step up today. We had guys get their first playing time and make their first catches and make some big-time plays for us. So, I was confident in the guys we had out there.
Kicker Tyler Bass got the game ball for the Bills, who edged the Dolphins 30-27 on a 61-yard boot by Bass with 5 seconds left. The Titans needed overtime to snap a 3-game skid, beating the Patriots 20-17. Chuba Hubbard ran in the game-winning score with just over 2 minutes to go, helping the Panthers clip the Saints 23-22. New Orleans has now lost 7 straight. Terry McLaurin hauled in a pair of scores to help the Commanders get by the Giants 27-22 and maintain their lead in the NFC East.
For us to get 2 wins against this team is big. We hadn't did that in the last few years. And if we want to have a quest to try to win this division, we got to win the ones we got to beat the teams that are in our division.
And J.K. Dobbins ran in a pair of scores while Jameis Winston got picked off 3 times as the Chargers beat the Browns 27-10. Still to come, a look at the late games and plenty more. The NFL's game of the day was at Lambeau Field, where the Lions braved an all-day rain to best the Packers 24-14. Correspondent Chuck Freeman.
Lions quarterback Jared Goff was terrific, guiding the team on 18 of 22 passing for 145 yards.
I'm sure the next time we play outdoors, they'll say that this is the second time they've played outdoors and write a big old story about that again. And we're supposed to be the dome team who can't play outside. We're supposed to be the team that can only win one way, and I think we've shown a handful of times we can win in multiple ways. We're chameleons.
The Lions are off to a 7-1 start for the first time in 68 years. The Packers, who outgained the Lions, dropped their record to 6-3.
At 5-4, it's the Cardinals who sit atop the NFC West after taming the Bears 29-9 to win their 3rd straight. Saquon Barkley scored a pair of touchdowns, and Nakobe Dean had the game-sealing interception to lift the Eagles past the Jaguars 28-23. Philly improves to 6-2. And Matthew Stafford hit DeMarcus Robinson Robinson on a touchdown strike in overtime to give the Rams their third straight win, knocking off the Seahawks 26-20. Sunday Night Football was in Minneapolis, where the Vikings hosted the Colts. AP correspondent Dave Ferry recaps.
Sam Darnold shook off a slow start by throwing for three touchdowns in the second half of the Vikings' 21-13 victory against the Colts. Trailing 7-0 in the third quarter, Jordan Addison and Jalen Naylor caught TD passes from Darnold later in the period. Darnold all but secured the win by finding Josh Oliver for a 14-yard score with 2:05 remaining. Darnold passed for 290 yards, had three turnovers, and was sacked four times.
I can't turn the ball over the way I did today, first and foremost, but just a resilient group. Our defense played incredible, I thought, most of the game.
Justin Jefferson had 137 receiving yards in the win. Kenny Moore scored the Colts' lone TD on a 38-yard fumble return in the first quarter. The Vikings are 6-2, the Colts 4-5.
On the ice, the Jets improved to a league-best 11-1, blasting the Lightning 7-4. Artemi Panarin scored twice to lead the Rangers past the Islanders 5-2. The game of the day was in Carolina, where the Hurricanes doubled up the Capitals 4-2. Elsewhere, the Kraken blanked the Bruins 2-0. Zach Hyman's third-period score edged the Oilers past the Flames 4-2. The Blackhawks dunked the Ducks 4-2. And Matt Boldy scored in overtime to give the Wild a 2-1 win against the Maple Leafs. NBA Luka Doncic tallied 32 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists to will the Mavericks past the Magic 108-85. Jalen Johnson had 29 to pace the Hawks past the Pelicans 126-111. And Jalen Duren posted 13 points and 17 boards as the Pistons nipped the Nets 106-92. PGA Nico Echevarria notched his second tour win, taking the Zozo Championship, and the Kansas City Royals re-signed pitcher Michael Wacha to a 3-year deal. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.